The Dark Prince's Prize, Curzon Warrior, Book 2, written by S. E. Smith, performed by David Brennan. Prologue. Curzon Airspace, Yardell Spaceport, 10 years ago.
"You made the wrong choice," Adelard Hadara said in a low voice as he shoved the reptilian man away from him.
The Bobbian assassin stumbled back and gripped the dagger protruding from his chest.
"The Hadara family's rule is over,"
the man asserted in a guttural voice.
"The new order will be more powerful. So powerful that not even the Hadara family can stop us."
The assassin's voice faded on his last breath. Adelard dispassionately listened to the man's final words.
"Unfortunately, you won't be around to see our supposed demise," he replied.
The dark green man's eyes rolled back into his head, and his body limply slid down the wall. Adelard pulled his attention away from the assassin and half-heartedly scanned the dark corridor for the informant he had been following. He uttered a low curse when he confirmed that the spooked Tilikwa had run off. He gingerly touched his throbbing left cheek and grimaced when his fingers came away wet with blood. The Bavdian had been aiming for Adelard's informant, but ended up slicing Adelard's face. He sent an impatient wave of healing energy to his wound, just enough to stop the bleeding, while he knelt and searched the assassin. As he had suspected, the man carried no identification. Retrieving his dagger, he wiped the blade on the man's clothing, stood, and surveyed the alley. Yardell Spaceport was home to mostly criminals because it was on the outer rim of the Curzon-maintained shipping channels. As long as Adelard was here, he wouldn't be able to lower his guard. It was likely that a few of the groups he had angered over the years were around here somewhere. They certainly wouldn't mind finishing what the Bavdian had started. He turned and set off in the direction the Tilikwa had fled, then slowed when he saw his general, along with two additional warriors from the Rayon One, enter the alley. His rueful smile pulled at the deep cut on his cheek. He twirled his dagger and slid it into the sheath at his waist.
"Prince Adelard," General Tyrus greeted.
"Did you find the other two rebels?" Adelard responded.
Rymir Tyrus shook his head.
"Not yet. They escaped through the underground maintenance tunnels," he replied.
"Do you need a medic?"
Adelard raised an eyebrow. "No, I need the other two assassins. This one died too quickly," he said.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?